Good morning. It's 6:22 on May the 22nd. 6:22, 5:22, 13. Seventeen minutes on the first mile, not bad. I'm out, I'm walking. I think I said earlier in the month that one of my goals going forward is to establish a routine, one that I can work with going forward through the summer. Now, this week is going to be hellacious just because I've got two kids both going different directions at different times. If they were going in different directions at the same time, it would be a little bit easier because then I could just load them in the car and go in one direction and then do the other direction and then go home. But unfortunately, no, that's not going to be the way. And I got family coming in. My in-laws are coming in Friday night. They'll be here Saturday and Sunday. They'll leave Sunday night to go drive down to a hotel by the airport for a ridiculously early Monday morning flight. There's a certain amount of hate and discontent by the fact that they're flying in for the weekend, they're going to stay for the graduation ceremony, and then we fly out again. And the reason for that is that my father-in-law's girlfriend has a dog, and being away from the dog for more than 2 days is unacceptable. So they'll be flying back home again to get back home to the dog. Now, the dog will be taken care of by a family member, but that's not the issue. So there's a lot of sort of back channel communication that's happening that's unfortunate, but that's the way it works. Now, the upside of that is that we'll pretty much have this whole graduation thing, along with the associated visitation, etc., done by Sunday night. It means Monday morning, Memorial Day morning, we'll actually be in pretty good shape for moving forward into the summer. Today is the last day of school, so the younger daughter, I have to pick her up at around noon today because they get out at 11:40. Elder daughter has to hang around until about 3 so she can pick up her cap and gown, so I have to go back and get her then. And then I don't think there's anything tonight. Tomorrow morning is graduation rehearsal, so I have to get up and take her over to the facility. She has to be there by 8:45. Friday, is there anything Friday? I thought there was something on Friday. I'll have to check the calendar. I don't remember. Oh, Friday my wife is staying home from work in order to do the last minute cleaning on the house, which means I won't be able to do a goddamn thing except try to keep her calm and address important sanitation chores like cleaning off the top of my desk. Now, to me, the top of my desk isn't really an issue of sanitation. Cleaning the bathroom, maybe. She's very upset that I have not cleaned the floor of my shower. A shower which, by the way, I'm the only one who uses, and which will not be seen by any of the visiting dignitaries, but which nevertheless will weigh heavily on her unless it is cleaned quite to her satisfaction. So, yeah, I suspect that Friday I will be doing a lot of housework and not a lot of anything else, which leaves basically today and tomorrow between running around to try to finish Greedock's story and get that out of here before the weekend. I don't really think I'm going to make it. I'll be quite frank. I just don't think that's going to happen, realistically. But I am going to try to establish, starting in June, when people go, when my wife goes back to work on Tuesday morning after Memorial Day, I'm going to try to get some work done. I do have my younger daughter's going to take summer school. She wanted to get ahead in math so she doesn't have to worry about it in fall. And so she's going to take a summer school course in Algebra 2 and get that onto her transcript and out of the way, which should be interesting. That starts in June, which I think also means they're not going to be doing creative spaces this year, which is kind of too bad because that was a lot of fun. It was a day camp for them and meant I got 2 weeks where I didn't have anybody at home, which made things kind of easy. Now, having the kids home is not really a big deal, to be quite honest. They are generally quiet. They generally don't have a lot of demands. They can feed themselves. I keep the refrigerator stocked with food. They can fix and eat themselves, and they do. So it's you know, it works out. It's generally kids and I have a working relationship that requires very little input on my part, and which they seem to appreciate because it requires very little input on my part. They have a great deal of autonomy, a great deal of agency in their own lives when they're dealing with me. When they're dealing with their mother, it's not quite so much, but they're girls, and girls and mothers have a special relationship, one that I'm glad I never had to deal with. So let's see, where are we? I'm just coming up on the most difficult intersection on the trail, the three-way stop. Let's see if any cars zoom up at the last minute. At this hour of the day, it should be pretty quiet. We're prior to 7 o'clock, we're at, my phone is not being cooperative, 6:29 or so. I'm wearing my polarizing sunglasses, and it makes the screen difficult to read unless you hold it at exactly the right angle. But, man, what a difference. It's quite delightful. But the first eye, it was like, okay, I've got binocular vision again. I can see in three dimensions. It's quite spectacular. And then, now with the left eye, I can actually tell that there are smudges on my glasses because I can see well enough to see the smudges. Where before, I couldn't see well enough because the smudges and the cataracts blended together. I couldn't tell what was a smudge and what was a cataract. And as a result, I left my glasses get kind of grubby. Now I can see them. One of the scrub nurses on my first encounter said, when you get them both done, it'll be like seeing in HD. And yeah, it's true. A lot of people have reported that they see colors again, that they didn't see colors before. I don't, particularly yellow, I don't notice that that's really the case. I don't see any colors any differently. But what I see is clearly, and my right eye was like looking through waxed paper. Those of you who remember what waxed paper is, a kind of a gray coated paper that allows light through and is one of the typical examples for translucent rather than transparent. And my left eye was best characterized by crinkled cellophane. So there are places, streaks through the glasses, streaks through the vision in my left eye, smudges, with little cracks in between the smudges where I could actually see out, sort of. And as time went on, those cracks filled in until it was very hard to see. So there was always this idea in my head. There was always, whenever I was looking, there was always this weight in my left eye where I was aware that I couldn't see clearly out of the left eye, that there were actually places that were blurred out completely, small details. Like I'm looking across a field now. There's a Safeway store with a white S and a red circle. That that logo, that little circle in the corner, would have disappeared. You know, my brain would have filled in the pale tan brick color all the way across, because there was something there, but I couldn't really see what it was. And so my brain would do things like fill that in with background. And that was particularly dangerous when I was driving, because it would fill in oncoming cars with the blank road. So it wasn't very reliable. It didn't do it all the time. I was aware that it was possible, so I was taking extra caution whenever doing things like trying to pull out into traffic. It was hard in very bright light because my pupils would shrink way down, leaving little pinpoints in the bright light, which meant that the available fjords, the available cracks in the ice of my eyes was curtailed. Anyway, it's over now. I can see. I can see very well. I think one of the reasons I wanted to get out this morning was to... This is the first day where I... After the second eye surgery, where I haven't gotten up with a serious headache. I woke up about 5, a little after 5. I woke up several times in the night. This eye guard thing that I have to wear, this metal sheath with a rubber grommet around the iPod. It's not like it's metal grinding into my face, but it's uncomfortable. And whether I tape it down or use the plastic, elastic headband, either way, it's uncomfortable. It's something I'm aware of. The elastic works quite well, really. But it also has a tendency to pinch the back of my ear, and I can't actually get my face turned down into the pillow the way I like, because the eye guard gets in the way. It's kind of a pain. But I only have to wear it for a week. I've already worn it for 2 days, so it's only 5 more days. Sunday night's the last night I have to wear it. I can take it off Sunday. I can take it off Monday and not put it back on again. I'm having better luck keeping it clean this time. Some of you will remember my complaints about the gritty feeling and the particulation that would form when the eye, my right eye, my left eye had a little bit of that yesterday. It was quite gritty yesterday, but it's much better today. The eye drops are on schedule. I'm really looking forward to not having to do eye drops. Right now I'm down to, in my right eye, I'm down to a couple times, down to 4 times a day, but only 2 drops. And on my left eye, of course, I still have 4 drops, ranging anywhere from once a day to 4 times a day. But I'm getting a lot better, and because I can see now, I don't have to go find a mirror and try to tilt my head sideways and do all kinds of weird stuff in order to get the drops in my eyes. I've actually figured out how to put them in my eyes, not on my face, and do it relatively quickly. I've also been paying close attention to the 5 minutes. The recommendation, the requirement, actually, is that I wait 5 minutes between eye drops, preferably with my eyes closed. And for 4 drops, that's, do the math and recognize that's 20 minutes. That's almost half an hour just dealing with eye drops. And I really can't do anything else while I'm doing that. So, rather a pain in the butt. But there's only one time of the day where I have to do all 4. Morning, I have to do 1 in each eye. And then 2 other ones in the left eye only. And then in the middle of the day, for the most of the day, there's only 2 drops in my left eye and 1 drop in my right. So it's not too terribly bad, but I'll be glad when this is over too. beautiful morning. For the last several days, it's been rather nasty in the morning, most of the day, really. A lot of gray clouds, a lot of instability in the atmosphere, a lot of potential for storms. And that's pretty much non-existent today. It's also a very cold day today, for 40 degrees. It was 37, I guess, at the airport. So certainly not freezing, but quite chilly. I was quite cold. My fingers are cold, actually, this morning. I'm wearing my windbreaker and a couple of shirts underneath it for insulation. But I'm glad I am, because it's chilly. Good morning.
Good morning.
The morning walkers and joggers out this morning. Oh, I've taken a second arthritis pill. The feet are getting quite bad, and I noticed I took two pills, one at night, one in the morning, for a couple days in a row last week, and that helped a great deal. So I'm going to try to get back on a schedule of a pill in the morning, a pill at night. It'll make me spacey for an hour or two in the morning, but that's okay, I think, if it'll cut down on the pain in my feet. Because one of the things I want to do is start doing some additional, like, exercise, squat thrusts and push-ups, plank kinds of stuff to tighten up my trunk, tighten up my abs a little bit. My weight, I haven't been paying very close attention to my diet. I've been very much focused on, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat, because I really need to focus on getting one thing well at a time. But I've also not gone like head first into a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups, although the temptation has been there. I did treat myself after the doctor's appointment yesterday to an apple strudel. I love those things. But today it's back. This morning I'm probably going to have a breakfast burrito. It's a little higher in fat calories, but I found some frozen ones that are really quite tasty, that come in at around just under 300 calories. Now, my normal toast and peanut butter routine, homemade bread, which reminds me, I need to make some, because the loaf I got sitting there has been sitting there for a week or more. It's probably moldy by now. Mix of fresh bread. But that's, between the two big slices of bread with the peanut butter on them, that's closer to 500. So the burrito is actually less calories, fewer calories. So I can have one for breakfast and one for lunch, and be right around 500 calories for the day before I have dinner. And that leaves me a little bit of leeway for treats like a Ranger cookie in the middle of the afternoon with a cup of tea or something. So small treats. I've loaded my water bottle. I got some small lemons and some small limes, and so I've sliced one of each. A little more than 19 minutes for the second mile. That's slowed down quite a lot, but given that I haven't done this for a while, it's probably just as well. So anyway, yeah, I sliced the lemons and limes and filled the water bottle with ice water last night so that it can steep a little bit. I got this tip to help cut down the craving for soda. When I'm thirsty, I want soda. And even though I know the soda doesn't help with my thirst, it just makes me thirstier, I still want soda. So I found that this actually works pretty well. And I can use the same lemon and lime all day. and then throw it out at the end of the day, put a fresh one in, and I put the bottle of water in to chill overnight, and it works pretty good. So 2020 on the time, and I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.